Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose. And all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the men's room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the men's room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the men's room.
Hello, here we go. Welcome to show number 2,962.
Along with Steve the Thrill Hill.
Ted Smith. Woo! Robin Fox. And my car.
Montgomery.
The men's room. On tap today, once again, we play Big Dummy. Ted's Meat and Potatoes has foods killing your New Year's diet. The West Sherlock is back. Get ready to play Profile This.
Plus headlines, a men's room shot of the day, fun with listener emails, and everyone's favorite TV time with Ted.
Click, clack, drinking to drop.
All right, here we go. Flat Earthers announce a cruise where they will hopefully find the edge and drop the hell off.
Meanwhile, the man gets naked at a Florida hotel, feels himself, and turns his head to cough, like at the doctor. Pennsylvania woman breaks into police station to see an officer that she wants to date. A dad wrecks his brand new car doing donuts at a Kmart parking lot, and his kids are not doing great. And you can now get slippers that look exactly like your pet. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. Today is the day that we play Big Dummy, a game show that rewards you for your stunning ignorance. And here's how it works. You call us, we spin the category wheel. Ted, we spin the category wheel. And then we'll ask you a question from that category. But here's where Big Dummy separates itself from your average, more reputable game show. We will continue to ask you questions until you get one right. Because as always, we want you to leave here smarter than you showed up. To date, our biggest dummy ever is the lovely and talented Josh, who got a PhD from Trump University and found a way to answer 20 consecutive questions wrong. Can you do better? Of course you can. So give us a call, and off we go on Big Dummy.
Be a contestant to play Big Dummy. Call 844-999-OLA. Like the Men's Room on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live. And send those emails to themensroom@mensroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Hola, bitches. You're listening to the Men's Room.
Oh, bitches, and away we go.
Welcome to show number 2,962. What a large and in charge program we have for you today.
Head Chef is back. Ted's Meat and Potatoes has all the food. You made that New Year's resolution that you're going to exercise and change your diet and turn things around. Yep. Well,
Ted has the foods that are killing your New Year's diet coming up with Ted's Meat and Potatoes.
Same foods as last year when you quit.
But they need to know.
Well, you don't change your food because the year changed most of the
time. That's what I mean. Like, whatever took you down last year, I'm guessing it's the same.
I like French fries last year, not this year.
Yeah, you know, just like when you just turned on pizza for no reason. Like, mm-hmm. No, you like what you like.
I don't know if I've had a French fry yet this year.
Really?
I had some last night. They were delicious.
All right.
I normally don't get French fries, but when I do, I'm always reminded how good they are, and I know how bad they are for you.
Doesn't matter. Everything's bad for you. Make it delicious.
Still outstanding. Noah Sherlock is back. Of course, we will drink and toast with a shot of the day. Another round of Profile This coming up as well. And today is the day that we play the game known as Big Dummy. Notice I said that this is not going to be a future repeat because I think the show's going to suck.
That's already a repeat from the future.
Oh, gotcha.
If you go into the future, you will have already heard this show. And then if you got in a time machine and came back to today, you'd say, oh, this is the first time they did it.
Plus, I'm already lying. I had French fries the first day of the year.
Damn.
Oh, you did?
Really? The first day?
Like, I was like, I don't know if I had fries. I was like, oh, man.
A lot of fries.
Your fries were warmer than the year.
I'll take fries, man. If they're in front of me right now, I'd be eating them.
Yes, because they're fries.
Absolutely.
They beg you to eat them.
Big Dummy is a game. It's an easy game to play. We ask if you're playing for Team Sober or Team Not Sober. So far, our biggest dummy has been Josh. It took him 20 questions to get one right. And every time that we play Big Dummy, we do a men's room poll. And the last time we played, we asked you, since it was the beginning of the year, to pick one to eliminate for the entire year. Those options: sex, your phone, social media, drugs and alcohol. This one, not even close. At 4%, the one thing that you would not want to give up.
Sex?
Your phone.
Really?
Your phone. Absolutely nobody wants to give up their phone. Sex comes in at 6%.
There's something wrong with that.
Now, drugs and alcohol, you said, hey, you know what? 33% of the voters said they could do away with the drugs and alcohol for the year.
Sure.
But the one thing that everyone agreed upon, social media would be the one to go. 57% of the people who went and took the poll, if you like the men's room there, at Men's Room Live on Twitter, they voted for social media. So if they're going to get rid of one, that would be the one. Now, today's poll is a little different. And I guess it kind of goes back to the phone. But we all know that people like taking pictures of themselves. Oftentimes, people like to take pictures of their naked parts or their entire body. You know, when I'm sure, as we know for a fact, and I have heard this from a number of bartenders. One thing you need to know: if you do not have some type of lock on your phone, if you leave your phone at a bar, and even if you go back to get it the next day and say, "Oh yeah, we got your phone." They have already scrolled through all of your photos looking for the naked pictures that you have on your phone.
That's the only thing interesting in there.
Sure. So we all know
a
about...
A picture of you eating a salad is not interesting. That picture of you with the cucumber doing something unsightly, well, now I'm going to take a gander at that.
And look, we can all make mistakes on the phone. Ted was speaking in the office earlier about it wasn't a picture or anything like that. It was just, you know, an accidental test.
No, but it's dial. The message. It wasn't... Like, most of the time, you send an errand to, hey, man, I'll meet you at 7. And you go, hey, dude, I don't think this is for me. And they go, oh, my bad, yeah. Right. What Ted had in the message, just the words, and the person it went to is about as bad as it can get. Luckily, the person was cool, but, like, I would rather you get a naked picture of me than send that errant message.
So. Can you turn off the mics real quick, Wobbin, so I can hear Ted tell me again what exactly was he said?
Right? That's about as bad as it gets.
Yeah, and it was like 11:15 at night.
Well, I mean,
to this day, I don't know if my buddy was up.
Yeah, because he didn't get the text. Yeah. Somebody else did.
P-E-M-F.
And I'm wondering if that person, well, probably not. Anyway. I'll have to ask.
Awful.
See her.
Please don't.
Hey, I heard Ted hit you up the other night. See what you're doing there. So our men's room poll this week, pick one to accidentally send a nude photo to. Here are your choices: your boss, your best friend's significant other. Your best friend's significant other.
Not your best friend, the significant
your
other.
Your best friend's significant other. Your mom or parent, either way you want to slice that. And your neighbor. So again, you're going to pick one that you are, I got accidentally, obviously, you don't mean to send this thing out, but if it were to go to one of these people, would you rather be your boss, your best friend, significant other, your mom or parents, or your neighbor? That is our men's room poll. All right, the game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA. Steve, who is our first contestant ready to play the big game?
Hello, Jamie. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy!
Okay. Jamie.
Hello, Jamie. Oh, there we go.
Hold on. Jamie, hold sober, on. Not sober.
Sober.
Sober, Jamie, welcome to the show. Jamie, you're going to accidentally send out a nude photo. Are you going to give it to your boss, your best friend, significant other, your mom or parent, or your neighbor?
Oh, probably my boss, because that'd be like the easiest to like kind of like, oh man, that was not supposed to go to you, and he would not expect it. So he'd be the easiest to be like, explain to my girlfriend, hey, that was not supposed to go to him.
Okay, Jamie, what do you do for a living?
Oh, I am a diesel mechanic.
All right, you know what? I think that's probably a safe call.
You know, yeah, okay.
Guy would understand that. It was doing that kind of thing. Okay, there you go.
Fair enough. All right, here is your question. Who is Kyle's brother on the show South Park?
Ooh, I know this, too. I want to say it's Kenny, but I know it's not Kenny. It's...
I can see him.
I can, too. It's something. How can I not?
How do I not?
I know. He's. Well, I think Jamie's in the same boat.
Is like, it the little egg guy?
No. Oh, those would be the Canadian brothers.
Well, yeah, no, I know that. But there's also a little baby brother that kind of looks like an
egg. Yeah, exactly. But no, we all know who the character is. We just can't name his name.
Yeah, everyone can picture him, I'm sure. Yeah. Just need the name.
I'm going to have to pass on that. I do not know his name.
Ike. Baby Ike.
Oh,
Ike.
That's it.
All right, let's continue in the world of entertainment. What actress was just named as the lead for the movie about Barbie? Because they're going to make a movie about Barbie. That's the real news I'm laying on you.
Ooh, I'm not really a movie person, but...
I'll give you a hint. She's blonde.
Blonde?
She's blonde and...
I have no idea.
Who would you cast for that? I'd cast like Paris Hilton.
For Barbie. In this case,
who was?
Margot Robbie.
Oh. Yeah, that makes sense.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay, question three there, Jamie.
I always want to call her Margot.
I want to say she's one of the, I don't remember if she does or not. Like, there's Margot, like M-A-R-G-E-A-U-X, right? The Margot.
Margot.
Then there's the Margot, the M-A-R-G-O-T. And right. Then she might be one of the ones that just does M-A-R-G-O.
It's where the T and the X are silent.
Mm-hmm. That's why they're there. Mm-hmm. They're like ninja letters. All right. What American city is home to the Willis Tower?
The Willis Town?
Willis Tower. It used to have a different name that we all know, and then the company whose name was on that tower was bought out by the Willis Company.
Was that not the largest tower on the continent of North America? And it's not anymore, I guess.
No.
Toronto got a bigger one?
I want to say the Freedom Tower eclipsed it, I believe.
Oh, okay.
And they reconstructed it in New York.
Okay.
Oh, I was going to go with New York. But
it is not New York.
I'll give you a hint, Jamie. The company basically just went out of business in a kind of a weird way, which was the old name.
Yeah, the old name for
that tower.
I don't know, Los Angeles?
That's not a terrible guess. It's wrong, but not terrible.
Chicago.
So what you talking about, Willis Tower?
I will say, looking up at that thing is... It kind of made me dizzy or something.
Any building in downtown Chicago, man, there are some huge.
You don't realize how tall they are because they're all so tall. Actually, I went to the top of, I think it was still the Sears Tower at the time. So back in 1994, the World Cup was going on there, and it's the first time that I've ever been standing in a building, looked outside, and saw the top of a blimp.
Huh. Cool.
I'm telling you, it sounds, it's really weird. Like, you look out the window, and the blimp was below me, and I'm like, this is strange. Now I'm kind of nervous. Yes, I know what you're thinking, Miles. As soon as it came out of my mouth.
I haven't once.
Her name was Julie. That's a true statement. All right. How many states begin with the letter O?
Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah, well, let's see. There's Oregon, Oklahoma. Two?
Ah,
three.
You forgot Ohio.
Oh, dang, we are...
I forgot Oklahoma.
All right, Jamie, your question. What instrument did Don Henley play in the Eagles?
In the what?
The Eagles. Hotel California, Desperado.
Oh, guitarist?
See, that's the safe guess.
He's a drummer?
Right, yeah. Exactly. No one.
How's he like the most famous person out of the band?
Exactly.
He sang a lot of the songs.
No offense. He did sing the songs. Okay.
He sang half. I mean, Glenn Frey sang half. They all took a turn.
There's not a lot of singing drummers.
Tell that to Sister Christian and Night Ranger.
Oh, there was him. There's the guy in Striper.
There are not. Phil Collins?
But
when he was in Genesis.
But he wasn't singing, though. When Peter Gabriel left, I want to say Phil Collins had been playing drums in the band Genesis. Peter Gabriel was the lead singer. Peter Gabriel goes off to do his solo career. I think at that point, Phil's like, I'm done with the drums. I'm just singing.
Like Abacab and all that stuff. He was singing.
Okay. Or just singing, I think.
Right.
I might be wrong. All right, your question. In what state is the Pentagon physically located?
It's right
what
outside.
State is the Pentagon physically located?
Yeah, it's right outside of Washington, D.C., but it's not quite in Washington, D.C. Basically, you got two guesses here. Right. Well, you got 50 if you have no idea, but yes, two reasonable guesses.
Dang, I can't even think of the bordering states of D.C.
That's not good, Jamie. I'll be honest with you.
It's not good. I don't know. I'll go with, it's over there on the right side. Wisconsin?
Oh, my God. Wow.
No, Wisconsin is nowhere near the East Coast. You're looking for the state of Virginia.
Oh.
Yes. Virginia.
Oh. Wisconsin. Hey, have you looked at a map recently?
No, he has not.
Yeah, I have not.
All right, your next question. What is the common name for coagulated soy milk curd pressed into blocks? Vegetarians love
pasteurized milk?
Oh, boy. Tofu!
Tofu.
Ugh. Not to be confused with kung fu.
Jamie, get out of her.
No.
Okay. I think you should. I think it'd be good for you.
What question number is this?
Oh, you're on question number 7. But I think it'd be good for you to go out and explore. You know what I mean? Check it out. It's just anything. You know? Take a look at the map.
Right.
It's a small show.
All right,
here you go. All right. The movie Jurassic Park. The park itself is located, according to the movie, located on an island off the coast of what country?
United States?
Costa Rica.
Oh, all right. For some reason, I was going to say Chile.
Not a bad guess. You just want to say Chile.
Half and half.
Just the way you said it, I'm like, I think he just wants to hear himself say Chile.
Chile.
All right, we continue. What question are we on?
We are on question number 8.
Question number 8. Man, oh man, if we get up to 10, I believe we have to give you a W-2 for how much time you've spent on here. At what wind speed does a tropical storm become a hurricane?
60 miles an hour?
72?
74.
Ah!
Oh.
Chile.
It does sound cool when you say Chile, right? If you're like me, you never started calling it Chile until the miners were freed.
Yeah.
And because there's a lot of country, like, you know, you're like, yeah, it's Chile. Then they're like, ooh, in Chile, the miners. I'm like,
whenever, yeah, or whenever somebody says a country, like, pronounced the correct way, it just reminds me of those tapes when you were in Spanish class. El Salvador.
Right.
Me llamo Ted.
Me llamo es Ted. All right, author Isaac Asimov is credited with creating the three laws of what?
Isaac what? It was...
Oh, boy. Isaac Asimov, a very well-known writer. He came up with the three laws of blank.
I'm just going to spin it.
Yeah, go ahead. There you go.
Yeah.
I don't know that one either, though, Jamie. Don't sweat it.
All right, Jamie, here is your question. Oh, by the way, the answer to that, three laws of robotics. Sorry, three laws of robotics.
Oh, okay.
Jamie, what type of fuel... is a fractional distillate.
Fractional distillate?
Yes. What kind of fuel is a fractional distillate?
Ooh, I'm going to go with diesel.
Oh! Boom. You are correct.
Oh, my God. It's right in your wheelhouse.
There it is.
Unbelievable. You know, every once in a while.
Oh, yeah. I forgot that's what it does.
Yes. Good news. Very good. All right. The game is Big Dummy. 844-999-OLA.
Like, if he doesn't get this, I don't know what to do.
And I don't think he's dumb.
He didn't strike me as dumb. Just like, yeah. These just weren't questions.
No,
he knew the answer.
No, finally got one in his wheelhouse.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Hello, Peter. Welcome to the Mindy.
Big Dummy.
Hola. Peter, welcome to the program. You sober or not sober today?
Not sober.
Not sober, Peter. Hopefully you'll still be able to make that thing work. All right, Peter, men's room poll. Pick one to accidentally send a nude photo to. Will it be your boss, your best friend, significant other, mom, parent, or neighbor?
It'll be my boss because I accidentally showed it to him anyway.
You accidentally showed him nude pictures of yourself?
Yeah, because we like to take pictures of the projects. And at the end of the day, he was my buddy, so we would hang out too. And I would scroll through the pictures of the projects. And I had a girlfriend at the time. Me and her like to send naked pics to each other. Anyway, so I'm scrolling through the project, and bam, there it is, my D, and like really close up. And he was like, started laughing. It was pretty awkward.
Wait, why was it so close up, man? I mean, look, I just feel like, you know, when you have a penis, man, let's face it, it's not the most beautiful body part that nature's come up with. No. I don't care. Like, I want to take that from as far away as I can, you know?
I don't know, man. It
looks bigger, right?
Well, it looks bigger, yeah.
Who was it intended for?
His girlfriend.
It was for my ex-girlfriend.
Oh, your ex-girlfriend, so this didn't work out.
But why did you keep the picture? Like, I would feel like once you sent it, go ahead and delete it, unless, like, that's your backup shot all the time.
You're right, man. I got so many pictures in my phone. It'll probably take me all day to delete the ones that I don't care about.
Okay. I'm sad I asked. All right, here's your question. What is the capital of Portugal?
Portugal. No idea.
All right, that's what we thought. Capital of Portugal is Lisbon. All right, Peter, hang on the line for us, man. Hang on the line. We'll get to you on the other side.
More Big Dummy coming up. If you'd like to be a contestant, 844-999-OLA. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Head Chef coming up. Ted's Meat and Potatoes as foods that are killing your New Year's diet. That coming up after emails on Big Dummy from the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com.
Ted, just a quick reference. Someone makes a good point here. In the movie Jurassic Park, where the island, Island Nublar, I believe it is, located off the coast of Costa Rica is how he says it. But you wanted to say Chile.
Chile.
And someone points out, I remember this, they do mention Chilean sea bass in the menu item from Jurassic Park. Chile does come up.
Oh, nice. Okay. Chilean and by the way, sea bass.
The name of the chef making the Chilean sea bass, Alejandro. Don't ask me why I remember, but I do.
Game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA. We have Peter on the line, and he is playing for Team Not Sober, working on question number two.
Welcome back to the program, Peter. Here is your question. What is a kookaburra?
Wow.
Miles knows.
Kookaburra, huh?
Oh, yeah. Thanks to Outback Steakhouse.
I know. I mean, is that...
It is that.
It is that.
They don't serve it, but it is that, yes.
Nice. They don't serve
it? Guess.
Well, they have an item on the menu called that.
But it's not from.
But it's... Right, it's just... It's a version of this.
Right.
Nice. I'm going to guess a drink.
It's a bird.
It's a bird.
Oh,
they don't. They call their chicken wings
kookaburra wings. Yeah. But they're not actually from kookaburras, I don't believe.
All right. Because I was like, their other chicken is Alice Springs chicken.
That was Alice Springs chicken.
Well, that's what they call their chicken dish, where they have a grilled chicken breast.
Alice Springs?
That's the name of it on the menu at Outback.
But I don't know that that's actual. It might just be a place in Australia.
Alice Springs?
Sounds like a place.
Sounds like it, yeah.
Well, I mean, look, at the end of the day.
Or an MMA fighter.
Buffalo wings don't come from buffalo.
That is a very strong point, too.
And it's none of the country.
Oh, there is Alice Springs, Australia. Okay. Here's Alice Springs chicken. Yeah, because they have Alice Springs weather.
Yeah.
Ah, all right.
Okay.
All right, your question. What actress was nicknamed Hanoi Jane after she toured North Vietnam in 1972?
Hanoi Jane.
Mm-hmm.
Jane Fonda?
Good job, Peter. There you go, right there.
Yay!
Okay. Game is Big W, 844-999-OLA. Who is our next contestant? Ready to play the big game.
Hello!
Get on the floor, anyways.
Eric, welcome to the men's room.
Get off the floor.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Eric.
Eric, you sober or not sober?
Hola!
Hola!
How are you doing on the floor, Eric?
I'm team not sober.
Okay. All right, Eric, our men's room poll today. You're going to accidentally send a nude photo. Would you rather go to your boss, your best friend, significant other, your mom or parents, or your neighbor?
I'm going to send it to my best friend, significant other.
Why is that?
I don't know. Maybe she might like it.
You'll find out. It depends how your best friend reacts.
Yeah.
Hello, best friend's wife. Here's a picture of my penis.
In all honesty, Eric,
thinking a full frontal, not just a D pick.
Do you think that girl? Do you think that she would?
I don't. Probably not.
Okay. All right.
Check it out this Valentine's Day. Let us know how it goes. All right, your question. What is the second most abundant element in the Earth's atmosphere, making up 21% of the air that we breathe?
I'm going to say nitrogen.
You got it exactly backwards. Nitrogen is number one at 70-some percent. Believe it or not, oxygen, the thing we need, it's only about one-fifth of the air you breathe.
Close.
I wonder if I'm wheezing.
I got a fifth of oxygen on me.
All right, what pair of German brothers, collected such stories as Hansel and Gretel?
What was that?
What pair of German brothers collected stories like Hansel and Gretel and a bunch of other fairy tales that we know?
German brothers who collected stories.
Mm-hmm. Kind of wrote them down and presented them to the rest of the world.
Hans and Franz?
Hans and Franz.
We're here to write you up.
That would be the Grimm, the Brothers Grimm. The Brothers
Grimm.
They're German?
Yeah. Hansel and Gretel.
Yeah, you're right.
Rip Van Winkle. Think about some of those fairy tales. All right. What does an archer carry his arrows in?
The device that you put the arrows in.
Mm-hmm.
I should know this. What do you put arrows in?
He's asking his medieval friends.
An arrow... I don't know.
Also a name for a pen.
A quiver.
Quiver.
Oh,
quiver.
I was
going to say quill. I would have totally blew that.
Yes.
I should know that. I have an archery merit badge.
I was going to say, don't you have a merit badge?
Yeah,
you
got a bow and arrow and all that.
They just hand them out, don't they?
You know who knew that?
Old Eagle Scout.
Oh, I bet he did.
I'm sure Mike Hawk
looked at me and quivered.
Hang on, poor sir. Hang on there.
Yeah,
good times.
More Big Dummy. If you'd like to be a contestant and play the big game, call 844-999-OLAMORA. Big Dummy coming up. Along with the head chef, Ted's Meat and Potatoes, has foods killing your New Year's diet? That's all coming up.
Hola. The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.